Hello.
Good evening, Mr. President.
Everything quiet over the weekend?
Well, it was quiet except for the India-Pakistan stories, which...
Oh, yes. That's going to be quite a story for a while.
I think it is, but it's been carrying quite well for us, I must say.
Well, we're going to play it very cool and do the best we can to keep out of it. Look like you'll keep out of it. It'll eventually run out of steam. It can't go on. But it's just too damn bad that the Indians are the culprits. They're trying to break up Pakistan. That's what it's all about.
I think that came through fairly well in today's papers. I was impressed reading it and reading the State Department interviews, which Scali had programmed yesterday. And they went, thus far, the opinion leaders in the media are pretty critical of India.
Are they? Good.
Surprisingly so.
Good.
Now, we've only seen the first wave of it. I think when the second wave comes, we'll get in, start getting some of these Indophiles who will be the bleeding hearts. But so far, it's carried quite well.
Good.
As far as our press was concerned this weekend, there were just two or three things that I thought were good. The Vice President's speech quite very well. I don't know if you saw any part of that. But
no, I didn't. I'm going to look at it in the morning.
Well, it was good. He hit the Democrats very, very hard. The weekend wrap-up wires were playing your victories in the Congress. This was kind of the major theme of the wire services on their Sunday wrap-up story.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The fact that we'd beaten the Democrats on the checkoff. The fact that we had gotten our Phase 2 Economic Stabilization Act through. Pretty much the way we wanted it. And that they were very good. In fact, they were very positive in weekend wrap-up series. And then Romney yesterday gave a damn good speech that got played well today, which was his defense of, not defense, but his attack on the Democrats for the mess that we inherited. What a brilliant job you had.
Where did he make the speech?
Let's see, it was... I think somewhere in the South, but it was a... I don't...
Put a note on my desk in my telephone calls tomorrow. If I have time.
Good. I'll send it over to you.
Just a note. You made a speech. Just one
minute. That's very helpful when you do that, because...
Sure.
It just spurs them on. George is a... great guy. When they can get him cranked up to do it, right? But,
right. It's
hard at times, but maybe we'll have a little more luck if we pat him on the back of it.
Mrs. Nixon is going up to McCormick's funeral tomorrow.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's a very nice idea. That's the way she's been, she and Julie both have been getting impressive lately. Busy one tomorrow with the
it's going to give them a lot of stuff on their plate, but I think it'll be a good way to have NBC run a good story, which is fun.
Yeah, Scully's control of it, and I think I really think that'll be a hell of a positive to kind of a campaign documentary. That
could be.
Well, the layout I've looked at this weekend could be a very, very impressive film.
You hear anything further in the meeting?
I think
he is actually had problems.
Well, I would have to conclude
it. There's no question about that. But I do not think it's, I don't think it's critical, but I think it's very serious.
Well, if he's over the first 7 days, the doctor told us that if it I may be able to get some more intelligence in the morning. Most of the reports I've had indicate that he has had a heart problem.
Yeah.
Heart attack. But as I say, if he gets through this week, I think he's probably all right.
He will not be able to be effective.
Well, at his age, I would think he'd have to think twice about being quite as rambunctious as he was. I wouldn't mind having him stay right there.
Yeah, I wish he would. Well, I don't think he's going to quit
either. No, he's the kind of guy that will go with his boots on.
Sure.
But if he stays there and he isn't quite so active, then that might be just the perfect position to have him in.
Well, they probably will seize an India, Pakistan, and say, well, that's a failure of our policy again. But it's rather hard to do that in a way. My God, we provided the money for the refugees. We've taken the dams into the United Nations. We're just one of those great tragedies which very few people can think about.
Well, I don't think that's not really. Kennedy will talk about that. I'm sure we'll hear from him. I checked it out this morning. Hadn't said anything about it, at least that we could find.
Right.
No, but they're kind of hard pressed to find an issue. When you look around and try to anticipate their strategy, I read that Lou Harris obtained for us a copy of the confidential strategy report that was prepared by O'Brien's office, in which they took all of the polls over the past year and tried to analyze vulnerable points against you and circulated that to all Democratic contenders. And when you get through reading it, there's nothing there. You know, they argue that we don't inspire confidence. You know.
Right.
That's the typical sign of the times. But you get through reading the whole analysis that the Democratic Committee has prepared, there isn't a damn thing in there that you would find as a point of attack, really.
Yeah, the confidence issue is legitimate, and that's a problem that anybody's going to have right now in this office, but you just have to plow along.
Well, it's common to all institutions. It's just the establishment.
Yep, that's right.
The public is kind of tuned out on almost everything. I had a call from Timothy yesterday. God, he's really bullish. He said that the market this week, that he's noticed a pickup in the consumer psychology, which he says is a reflection of the market. He almost thinks now it's going too fast. It's a little bit like we had one before when it was skyrocketing after that.
Yeah.
He said it is so bullish, the attitude of the public, that we hope it doesn't go faster than their expectations are realized.
Yeah. We just hope it stays up through Christmas. We need a good Christmas.
He's convinced of that. He's absolutely convinced that the Christmas is to the return. I don't think he used the phrase, the returns are already in on that. He can tell us right now where that's going. What
good.
He said is, I hope that by April, he said, the business activity hasn't perked along as fast as the consumers are now anticipating it to be with it. But I just have a feeling it's going to...
Good.
Well, I think it will. I think the Christmas is in there.
Also, we'll get the tax bill. That'll help some.
Yes, that's right. And if it doesn't help, if it doesn't get business and get to the work, at least it puts some more money into the country right now.
That's for sure.
But he was very upbeat. Yeah, he said that
good.
Just been a spectacular trend in the Richmond Soda system.
Okay, well, we'll get through tomorrow and then check the next day.
Well, you have
we'll get power through tomorrow anyway.
I think he's expected more of this.
Yeah, that'll be easy.
A little bit of a fight on that court.
Oh, there'll be a fight. It's all right, too. And, the real fight is going to be trying to get that darn 4-8 thing through. So, Mansfield being awful tough on that.
I just don't understand what that guy's trying to accomplish. I really don't. He's much more of a partisan.
Doesn't want it to work, so.
Well, I'm increasingly of the opinion that he really is just become really an obstructionist for the sake of being an obstructionist.
That's what I think.
God, it's madness as hell. I used to think of Mike as being a reasonably responsible guy, although I was credit. Now I'm wondering really whether he's that responsible. But these don't hurt, Mr. President. You know, it's interesting. It's like the Bucksman. We go through a hell of a fight. We win it.
Yeah.
And the more they escalate the fight, the more that the public has the impression that you're fighting these things through the Congress and getting them. And when they make a fight over something like, or Rehnquist, or even 4-8, we know we're going to win it. And the more they escalate the controversy, the more dramatic the victory.
Yeah.
I really think there's a great opportunity here, which we're going to keep plugging away at, which is the fact that you buck all the odds and fight hard for what you believe is right and win. It's a hell of a betting end. That impression, I think, is more important to the public than the fact that we have these fights. You know, I think they may score a point on us here or there when they attack Butts for big business here. They attack Rehnquist for his civil rights record or what have you. But I think in the end, we come out winning on these as long as we
win them.
As long as we win them. Keep our heads down and keep plugging them.
All right.
Well,
McGregor's doing a fine job. McGregor and Timmons there.
Rehnquist.
They're really counting very, very carefully. And Scott. Board, a whole bunch are really putting their